Welcome back to Canton High School. You're listening to Knox County Lady Eagle Softball on your sports leader in Northeast Missouri and Southeast Iowa, where the Knox County Lady Eagles will take on the number one ranked 17-4 Canton Lady Tigers. Canton is the number one seed here in district play, and Knox County is the number four seed. The sponsors for tonight's game for Knox County, the Blue Room in Edina, Bobby D. Clark, CPA in Edina, C&R Supermarket, Edina and Cahokia, by Cardwell Lumber Company, south of Edina, by the Citizens Bank of Edina, by the Edina Sentinel, by Hawkins Harrison Insurance, Edina, Kirksville, Cahokia, Lancaster, and Memphis, by Knox County Dental, by the Knox County Health Department, Home Health Agency in Edina, by the Knox County R1 Schools, by the Northeast Missouri Co-op Services in Edina, and by the Farm Shop in Edina. Batting first for Knox County is Jen Hinkle. On the mound for the Canton Lady Tigers is Kenzie Guilfoyle. And ball one is the first pitch of the ball game. Hinkle stands in from the left side. And Biggerstaff smothers a pitch. For a ball. Guilfoyle winds. Guilfoyle fires. That was a strike. The officials for tonight's game are Stacy Taylor and Jim Peppercorn. 2-1 is your count. And swing and a miss. A swinging strike and a strikeout for the first batter of the game. 2-3 on the putout. So the next batter is Daniela Dooley. Dooley will pitch tonight for Knox County. Swing and a miss, strike one. And swing and a miss for strike two. Guilfoyle throwing the ball very well tonight so far. And another strikeout. Or a strikeout. So coming to the plate is Brianna Miller. And Guilfoyle pitches, and a base hit in the left field. So the Knox County Lady Eagles have their first base runner. Brianna Miller gets a hit. Emma Holt standing over there at first base for Canton. And Walker is at the plate. She swings and misses. Strike one. Guilfoyle looks at the sign from Biggerstaff. Low fastball. And Guilfoyle quickly throws low. And let's see. The batter was in the batter's box. I don't see any interference call. The runner took off, and the catcher kind of got tangled up with the batter. But she threw the ball, but and Walker swings and misses. And winds and fires. High pop up, and Biggerstaff catches the ball. Good play by Biggerstaff. So, after one half inning, Knox County gets no runs, one hit, no errors, and one person left on base. So, entering the bottom of the first inning, there's no score. The Knox County sponsors the Blue Room in Edina by Bobby D. Clark, CPA of Edina, by C&R Markets of Edina and Cahokia, by Cardwell Lumber Incorporated, south of Edina, by the Citizens Bank of Edina, also by the Edina Sentinel, by Hawkins Harrison Insurance in Edina, Kirksville, Cahokia, Lancaster, and Memphis, Missouri. Daniela Dooley standing in on the mound for Knox County. Macy Fisher is scheduled to bat first, followed by Keelan Ott, and then Kenzie Guilfoyle, the pitcher. And either Canton has some people in some locations they don't normally have them in, or else they get the person who was reading me the lineup, because I couldn't see it in the can in a dark area. Kind of messed up on the locations as well, but we'll give you Canton's starting lineup. Macy Fisher's leading off, followed by Keelan Ott and Kenzie Guilfoyle. Emma Holtz is playing first base. Allie Ruffcorn plays right field. Kenzie Biggerstaff is the catcher. Katie Guilfoyle, then Macy Glasgow will play third, and Nariah Clay plays second base for the Canton Lady Tigers. Normally, Macy Fisher plays shortstop. And is one of the best in the area on top of it. Left-handed batter up there. She grounds to the shortstop. Real throws the ball, and Fisher with great speed beats the play out. That's a base hit all the way. There's no doubt in my mind that play was not mishandled. She just ran the ball down there so fast that she beat it out. Now Keelan Ott bats for Canton. And there goes Fisher. Walker throws, and she's safe. So Canton now has a runner on second base. And Kristen Caldwell gives the signs, the Canton head coach. And they acted like they were going to bunt, and the runner has to go back. That's Fisher to second base. And she tries to bunt, and the ball was too low, and it got by the catcher for a wild pitch, and Fisher gets to go to third anyway. So, 3-0 is the count. Oh, And Knox County appealed, and she didn't strike at it. Strike one on a fastball. So Ott has a 3-1 count and a runner on third, nobody out. Swing, and she butts, squeeze play, and they throw it to first, and she's out. So a sacrifice bunt and an RBI, one out, 1-3 on the putout. On the squeeze, she was going. There isn't any doubt about that. And now Kenzie Guilfoyle comes up. The pitcher for Canton. Swinging a high fly ball to right field. And that ball is caught by Abby Becker of Knox County. So two outs. Emma Holtz, the first baseman, comes up to bat. First pitch is low. Nobody on base, 1-0 Canton. And Hulk swings and fouls the ball off. Macy Fisher beat out a ground ball to the shortstop. And then Ott was able to bunt her home. And Guilfoyle flew out to add to Abby Becker. And kind of a cue shot. And the ball gets thrown away, but I'll be honest with you, it's pretty hard to give high school kids an error on a play like that. Ball just kind of gets popped up, and then the throw goes down the line. The first baseman can't catch it, and I'm not sure she'd have been out if she had it. Allie Ruffcorn, the Canton freshman right fielder, comes up. First pitch is a strike. Ruffcorn's worked her way up through the year. She's batting fifth in the doggone district semis. So good season for Allie Ruffcorn. Swing and a miss on a high fastball. And winds, pitches, and hits it right back to the mound and threw it away for an error. And here comes the runner in to score. And Emma Hulk, with good base running, came all the way around. So Ruffcorn is on first base. And you can't give somebody an RBI on a play like that. That's an unearned run for Canton. And the Canton Tigers, and they throw the ball away again. Kenzie Biggerstaff is batting. The Canton catcher. Two outs in the inning. 1-2 is the count. And that was a ball.
Come on, Daniela, you can do it now.
Biggerstaff stands in. Pitch by Dooley. A little high. That should be a ball for a 3-0 or a 3-2 count. Two outs, runner on second base. That's Ruffcorn. And a good hard hit. And I'm sure maybe Kristen Caldwell might recall her playing days when that thing gets smoked down at her like that. The bad part of that is you don't have a glove right now. Katie Guilfoyle is batting next. She's on deck. And that's a ball. I evidently had the count wrong. It was 2-2. It's 3-2 now. So Biggerstaff looking at a 3-2 pitch. Way high. The runner winds up at third base on the wild pitch. Base on balls for Biggerstaff. And now Katie Guilfoyle coming to the plate. And Canton already has two runs. And Biggerstaff. Is on second now. Ruffcorn on first. Ball outside. And ball is well struck into right field. And that throw is way high. And they didn't catch the ball, so the runner gets to go to second base. That is a hit and two RBIs. The runner really didn't advance beyond second base because she was probably going to go to second on that play anyway. But one thing about it, Canton hits the ball very hard. And they can rattle people, and right now they're doing a good job of that. Canton's ahead 4-0 in the first inning. Macy Glasgow is scheduled to bat, the third baseman. Then Nariah Clay, the Canton All-Stater. And I will say this much, I've seen a lot of teams put one of their best players as the number 9 batter, especially when they've got an awfully lot of talent like Canton does. And I'll tell you what, you get somebody that does not know much about Canton, and they start yelling number 9 batter, number 9 batter at Nariah Clay, and she'll wind up with the ball on the other side of the fence. Nariah is a very good player. First pitch is high. Macy Glasgow at bat for Canton. And that's a pass ball. Went off the glove of the catcher. Ball high for Daniela Dooley. Canton's ahead 4-0. They've got a runner. Strike on a fastball. They've got a runner on third with two outs. That's Guilfoyle, Katie Guilfoyle. 3-1 count. Swing and a miss for Glasgow. That should be 3-2. And nothing against Macy Glasgow, but it would very much behoove Knox County to get this runner out, and they couldn't do it. Base hit. Runner comes in to score. Base hit and an RBI. And here comes Nariah Clay, Canton's All-State second baseman, She's going to do something I've never seen her do, which is hit left-handed. She's always batted right-handed every time I ever saw her bat. And she's going to bunt. Now, we're talking about one of the fastest runners in the area, the track athlete, somebody that's evidently going to bunt the ball. And up goes the runner on a wild pitch. The batter did strike at the ball. So that should be a strike. 0-2 is the count. Runner Glasgow moves up to second base. It's 5-0 in favor of Canton in the bottom of the first inning. And the batter bunts the ball, and Hinkle fields it. But the ball was butted just a tiny bit out in front of the plate, and nobody could get to the ball before Nariah Clay wound up on first base with a hit. And you just saw one more way that Nariah Clay could beat you. And there are plenty more. First pitch is a strike. Or should have. No. Ball one. That's my bad. Ball one. Nariah Clay on first base. And looks like she's going to go, and she does. And she steals second base. And Macy Glasgow is on third. Macy Fisher is batting now. And Fisher bats from the left side. And Canton is now batted around. Macy Fisher got a hit and scored the first time up. Katie Guilfoyle got a 2 RBI hit, which is key in this inning for Canton. And a swing and a miss. And that's 3 strikes, evidently. So, strikeout. So, Canton scores 5 runs on 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 hits. And at least 1 error. And 2 people left on base. So, after 1 inning of softball from the Class 1 District 9 tournament, the Canton Lady Tigers lead Knox County by a score of 5-0. Knox County sponsors for tonight's game are Knox County Dental, the Knox County Health Department, Home Health Agency of Edina, by Northeast Missouri Co-op Services in Edina, and by the Farm Shop in Edina. Shaylee Zuccherini is batting for Knox County, strike one. Zuccherini, Miller, and Becker will bat in this half inning. And a high pop-up, and it goes to number 19, who is playing shortstop for Canton. And that is Katie Guilfoyle. And that's an out. So Briston Miller is going to bat for Knox. One out. Guilfoyle pitches. Fastball right by the batter. Good hard pitch. And that's strike. Two outs now. And Abby Becker is batting now for Knox County. Becker swings and misses. And she hits the ball and gets the base hit. And she's safe. Good hustle on the play by Becker. And she gets a base hit. So Bailey Bowen will now bat. For Knox County. Runner on first base, two outs, second inning. Agnes Real will bat next. Guilfoyle winds, fires. Ball. Just outside.
Come on, Bailey.
And a fastball outside. Good eye by the batter. That's Bailey Bowen. Winds, fires, fouled out of bounds. Good swing. Good swing by Bowen. Good fastball by Kenzie Guilfoyle. And she hits the ball into the outfield, and that's a base hit. And Knox County's runner kept on going and got thrown out. Well, you don't want to make the first or third out at third base, and Knox County just did that. So, a base hit by Bowen, and Becker is thrown out 7-5 for the third out. So, Knox County gets two runs, or gets two hits with no runs, and one person left on base, no errors. So, after an inning and a half, the Canton Lady Tigers lead Knox County by a score of 5-0. Some Knox County sponsors, the Blue Room in Edina, by Bobby D. Clark, CPA in Edina, by C&R Supermarkets of Edina and Cahokia, by Cardwell Lumber Company, south of Edina, by the Citizens Bank of Edina, by the Edina Sentinel, and by Hawkins Harrison Insurance, Edina, Kirksville, Cahokia, Lancaster, and Memphis. So Kaylin Ott will bat first for the Canton Lady Tigers. And Ott was the left fielder that made that play that threw out the last batter of the inning. Now Ott flies one really high. And the ball bounces on the turf, and the umpire says it was foul. And I think he was right. But that ball was sky high. And it finally did come down, and if you're an Knox County fan, unfortunately, it hit the ground instead of being caught. And a swing and a miss. So that's at least two strikes right there. 0-2. Dooley winds, fires, fouled out of play. And another pitch heads in, and a long fly ball, way foul. That ball was hit a good long ways, folks. And a ball, fastball. 1-2. High. Tried to get her to chase. Didn't work. Kenzie Guilfoyle will bat next for Canton. Hot got a sacrifice. She butted the first time, and she strikes out this time. One out, and Guilfoyle batting. She flew out to Becker in right field the first time, and a high hit to center field, and Bowen catches the ball. Very reliable center fielder for Knox County, and there are two outs, and Emma Holtz, who got a hit and scored a run the last time she batted, comes to the plate. Second inning action. Bottom of the second. Dooley throws a high fastball. It's by the catcher. Nobody on base, so it doesn't hurt anything. Swing and a foul ball out of play. That's going to bring up a 1-2 count, I believe. And Emma Holtz waits, and the pitch is low. 2-2. Two outs, second inning, bottom of the second. And Dooley brings it. Low. For a ball. Count is full. So Emma Holtz waits for another offering, and she walks. So Emma Holtz goes to first base. Allie Ruffcorn comes to the plate. Ruffcorn was the batter that got the game-winning hit in the Monroe City tournament for Canton. And they take off, and Holtz makes it to second base with a stolen base. And Knox would probably be wise to be wary of her trying to steal third base, but she may very well try it. And she doesn't. Again, you really don't want to make that third out at third base. Main reason you don't is because being at third really isn't that much different than being at second base with two out. Should be able to score on a hit anyway. And usually it's going to take a base hit to get somebody in with two outs. Of course, there are exceptions to every rule. You get errors and things like that, but average way that you're going to score is for some with two out and a runner on second, somebody gets hit. Same thing with runner on third. And Ruff Gordon strikes out. Good pitch that time. So, after two full innings at Canton, the Canton Lady Tigers get no runs on no hits and one person left on base and no errors. So, after two complete innings from Canton, the Canton Tigers lead Knox County 5-0. We will take a quick commercial timeout and get one of the Misha spots taken care of. We'll be back in 30 seconds. This is KMEM Sports.
Role models are more important than ever in today's society. You can serve as a role model for others the next time you display good sportsmanship at a high school athletic event. Good sports are winners and are also vital to preserving our fine sports traditions. So the next time you attend a sporting event, remember to be a good sport and help rekindle the spirit of citizenship. This message has been brought to you by your friends at the Missouri State High School Activities Association and this local radio station.
Welcome back to Canton High School. Agnes Real bats for the first time, and Real swings and grounds the ball down the line. Knox County trailing after two full innings, 5-0. We're in the top half of inning number three. And we get the softballs all decided which one we need to use. Now is ready to pitch. And a good low fastball. That time Guilfoyle trying to get Real to chase, but she decides not to take the bait. 1-1 count. Real good swing. Had a pitch to hit that time. So, 1-2 is your count. Leadoff batter in the Knox County third inning. And she did not swing. That was a good call. Good job by Agnes Real to hold up on that inside pitch. Ball pitch was a ball. Guilfoyle throws. And Real hits the ball. And nice play by Guilfoyle, by Katie Guilfoyle. Good running catch going into the outfield. So, Jen Hinkle comes to the plate for Knox with one out. And Hinkle hits the ball to Nariah Clay, who throws it away. And E4, and that allows Jen Hinkle to get on base. So Knox County has a base runner. She just short-armed that ball. And bigger staff takes the ball outside. Danielle Dooley bats for Knox County. Swing and a miss. Bigger staff fakes the throw to first base. Hinkle didn't see the ball come out of her hand, so she didn't worry too much about it. We'll see if Bickerstaff turns loose of the ball the next time. Dooley batting. Fastball gets it by. She wasn't near enough and to throw. And the Canton catcher wants to probably talk about the signs. There is a runner on base, and that runner is a catcher by trade. He's a great athlete, could play. Jen Hinkle's a great athlete, play anywhere on the field. She's at first base right now, and they call that a strike. So, two outs. And Brianna Miller bats for Knox County. There is a runner, that's Hinkle, on first base, and the ball gets away from the catcher. And Jennifer Hinkle's trying to dare Bakerstaff to throw the ball down there, and Bakerstaff decides she doesn't want to. So that was really a wild pitch. And Hinkle is now on second base. Got two outs. Brianna Miller batting. Kenzie Guilfoyle pitching. Guilfoyle winds. She fires. Fouled out of play. Canton leading by a score of 5-0. Scored 5 runs the first inning. And a very good pitch, a changeup, and a strikeout. And that will end the inning. Knox County gets no runs on no hits, one error against Canton, and one person left on base. So, after 2.5 innings, from Canton, the Canton Tigers lead Knox County by a score of 5-0. Some sponsors for Knox County softball: Hawkins Harrison Insurance from Edina, Kirksville, Cahokia, Lancaster, and Memphis. By the Knox County Dental. By Knox County Health Department, Home Health Agency in Edina. By the Knox County R1 Schools. By Northeast Missouri Co-op Services in Edina, and by the Farm Shop in Edina. Kenzie Bakerstaff is set to lead off the Canton catcher. Dooley still in the circle for Knox County. Third inning action now, bottom of the third. And the conference breaks up on the mound, and Bakerstaff steps into the batter's box. Dooley, look, she winds, she fires. High fastball for a ball. 1-0 count. That is the start of the third inning, bottom of the third, strike one. Good fastball by Dooley. And Bakerstaff hits a long fly ball, and that ball goes off the base of the wall. Bakerstaff going for third. They're going to throw it, try to get her. She triples. They had a good relay throw going on that. But Bakerstaff just hit the ball so deep. She hit it to shortstop, hit it off the wall. They had so far to throw. They just couldn't get her. Katie Guilfoyle does bat now. She had a double and 2 RBIs in her last time at bat. Strike one. Guilfoyle now gets back in the batter's box. Dooley winds, fires high for a ball.
There you go, Tato!
It is two balls and no strikes on the batter. And the ball is a base hit. Clean single into center field. Biggerstaff scores. And Katie Guilfoyle has a double, a single, three RBIs, and a run scored so far in this ball game for Canton. Now Macy Glasgow, the third baseman, will bat. And Taylor Walker tries to throw behind the runner without success. Didn't get her out, but she sure as sin made her dive back into the base. Made her aware that Walker was back there, let's put it that way. And the runner doesn't steal. Gives herself another chance to get picked off, baby. 2-0 is the count. And Glasgow swings and misses. And it's 2-1 count now on Macy Glasgow. A run is in this inning, third inning. It's 6-0 right now. Swing and a miss on a high fastball. Good pitch by Daniela Dooley. And she hits it. Good play by Dooley. And she gets the lead runner. Good, smart play by Daniela Dooley. So fielder's choice for Glasgow. The runner is out. 1-6. So Nariah Clay stands in again. Clay got a hit the last time, stole a base. And Clay bunts. And Hinkle throws and throws her out. Good defensive play by Jen Hinkle. So that's an out. Two outs, actually. And we go back to the top of the order in Macy Fisher. And Fisher hits the ball into the outfield for a single, and Knox County throws the ball to the plate, and Glasgow scores. So Macy Fisher with an RBI single, clean single, and Fisher takes second on the throw. So it is now 7-0 in favor of Canton. Third inning action. District semifinals. Knox County won their way into this ball game. They beat a good Marion County team by a 1-0 final in about as good of a softball game as if you really like fast pitches, if you're ever going to see. And Canton has been able to hit the ball hard and cause Knox County mistakes. And that was a clean single. And here comes Macy Fisher, who has great speed. And she scores. And that was Keelan Ott that got that RBI hit. So we're in the bottom of the third inning, and it is 8-0 in favor of Canton right now. There are are two outs in this inning. And Kenzie Guilfoyle is the batter for Canton. And she hits the ball past the diving Jen Hinkle. Good hit that time by Guilfoyle. And now Guilfoyle. Emma Holtz is batting now. It is 8-0 right now. And say what you will, Canton, at least in this inning, has earned their runs. They're finding gaps. They're hitting the ball hard. And there's another one, a tremendous hit into the outfield. And Canton gets another run. Ott scores. Emma Holtz gets an RBI single. And now the ninth batter to come up in the plate is Allie Ruffcorn. And Knox County is going to change pitchers, maybe. It looks like they will. And Dooley will go to shortstop. And Agnes Reel will come in to pitch for Knox County. So, right now, Dooley is responsible for the two batters on base. Canton already has 9 runs. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 hits against the Knox County starter.
No, I'm confused.
And in her defense, Daniela Dooley had to pitch the first game. Almost every pitch was a high leverage delivery in a 1-0 ball game. And if you're a St. Louis Cardinal fan, you kind of understand what's going on. Cardinals had an awful time scoring runs, too. Agnes Reel taking her warm-up tosses. And one walk by the Knox County starter. That's all. Which is not bad against a team that's ranked number one in the state. 3 strikeouts. And Allie Ruffcorn stands in against Agnes Reel. Two batters were faced by the Knox County starter. In 2 2/3 innings. So Agnes Reel, who is no doubt part of the future of Knox County softball, she gives up a hit and one run, which is charged to the Knox County starter. And Ruffcorn gets an RBI and a hit. So Canton now has runners on first and third. Kenzie Biggerstaff is the 10th batter to bat in the inning. And They throw the ball away, and Holt scores on a wild pitch. So, Ruffcorn winds up on third base. That tells you anything about how fast Allie Ruffcorn is. This Canton team is very good. There's no doubt. You just have to acknowledge that. They wouldn't be ranked first in the state if they weren't. Right now, Canton is ahead 11-0 in the third inning. Kenzie Biggerstaff is batting and pitch is a little high. Called a ball and should have been. And Biggerstaff walked. So, of course, as I said before, Knox County fans are getting a view of their future out on the mound. Agnes Real is a very, very good athlete. And a smoke hit into the outfield. And a double for Guilfoyle.
Winning runs.
Yep. And now you almost have to start thinking about the 15-run rule. Although I'm sure neither one of these schools wants it to end like that. But if it does, it just does. Number 11, Glasgow is batting. And of course, there have been people from all over the area that have been that have struggled with illness over the last couple of years, and there are people out there that just can't throw the ball like they want to, and you got an awful lot. So some people got a lot of guts just being out there right now. 12-0. Glasgow the batter. And that pitch is high for a ball. Bases are loaded now. And Nariah Clay is going to bat left-handed, I think. Knox County fans might remember a few years ago, it was Nariah Clay that knocked them out of the playoffs with a grand slam home run. And she bunts, and they throw the ball, and she caught. She was trying to throw the ball, and they called her out, rightfully so. So that's the end of the inning. Nariah Clay reaches on a fielder's choice. The first batter is out. Five for the third out. 5-2. So Canton leaves the bases loaded. They score 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 runs. On 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 hits. And no errors. So, after 3 full innings of softball, Knox County trails Canton by a score of 12-0. the some Knox County sponsors, Hawkins Harrison Insurance Agency, in Edina, Kirksville, Cahokia, Lancaster, and Memphis, by Knox County Dental, by Knox County Health Department, Home Health Agency in Edina, by the Knox County R1 Schools, by Northeast Missouri Co-op Services in Edina, and by the Farm Shop in Edina. Standing in is Taylor Walker. Low pitch for ball one. Taylor Walker, one of Knox County's two seniors. And 2-0 is your count. Swing and a miss for a strike. High fastball. Shaley Zuccherini and Bryson Miller, or Briston, I'm sorry, Miller, will bat coming up. And Taylor Walker fouls one over the Canton dugout. And a hard hit into deep center field. And the center fielder catches it. Clear back there by the doggone fence. So Taylor Walker hits a long fly ball. And if I was sure who's out there in center field, I'd tell you. What is out there right now is not the normal Canton lineup, or at least what it was earlier in the year. Zuccherini's batting. 0-1 is the count, one out. And Zuccherini swings and fouls the ball off. And Guilfoyle pitches. And Guilfoyle gets a strikeout. That should be her fifth. And Briston Miller bats now for Knox County. Right-handed batter coming up. And she hits the ball high down the line. And it goes out of bounds. So, swing and a miss. And here comes the pitch that's fouled off. Spoiled a good pitch. That was a high fastball with some movement on it. Top half of inning four. Swing and a foul. Two outs in the fourth inning. Change up low. Good job by the batter not to go fishing for that pitch. I believe the count now is 1-2. High fastball, 2-2. Miller stands in. High fastball, and again, try and get her to chase, and to her credit, Knox County's first baseman didn't give in. She had to throw a strike that time, and it was low, and 2-3 on the putout, so that's the end of the inning. Strikeout, 2-3 on the putout. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. So after 3.5 innings of play, the Canton Lady Tigers lead Knox County 12-0. Dave, why don't we go ahead and take one of our Misha breaks and bring it back in 30 seconds. This is KMEM Sports.
Tonight's game is not only a competitive contest between these two schools, but it's also an educational experience for the students involved. Because high school activities are about learning life values, your friends at this local radio station and the Missouri State High School Activities Association remind everyone to do their part in keeping our hometown sports a positive experience for everyone. When you attend your next game, do your part to help rekindle the spirit of citizenship by showing good sportsmanship. You'll be teaching a positive lesson, and you'll be preserving a proud tradition in the state of Missouri.
Back at Canton High School, the Canton Lady Tigers will bat now in the bottom of the fourth inning. Macy Fisher will lead off. Ooh, that's Canton's normal leadoff batter, so the Lady Tigers are going to get to take their best shot at Knox County, that's for sure. And Fisher batting left-handed. I have to ask her about this after, because I've always seen her hit right-handed. First pitch, slow, fastball. Agnes Reel out on the mound in the circle for Knox County. Dooley at shortstop. Taylor Walker, the other Knox County senior, behind the plate. Lady Eagles have got a lot of young players. They're going to lose two players to graduation. They've had like 11 on the roster altogether this year. High fastball for a ball. Knox County's middle school did do very well, but the vast majority of their top players are, that's ball four, that's a walk. The vast majority of their top players are seventh graders, or at least they're seventh graders right now. Three of the girls are co-op players from Brashear. And Macy Fisher flies to second base. She displayed some very good speed in stealing second base. Keelan Ott is batting. And Agnes Reel looks on. She whines, she fires, high pitch. Ott the batter. 2-0 is the count. And Ott hits a ball a mile, but it's foul. Fortunately, if you are a Knox County fan, fortunately. I don't think that pitch would have went out of here, but in any event, it would have been a deep fly ball. And that hits right to the third baseman, and Hinkle throws her out. 5-3 on the putout, one out in the inning. And Fisher goes to third base. Kenzie Guilfoyle still in the game. Of course, she's going to pitch. So if they're going to take somebody out in this situation, it isn't going to be her. Yes. Ball one is the count. Runner on third, one out. Canton fourth inning. And a good hard hit. And that ball, fortunately, again, if you're a Knox County fan, goes foul. That ball hooked foul. It was hit really hard. To her credit, Kenzie Guilfoyle is a great player. And not only is she a good pitcher, she's a good hitter as well, as people just saw. Guilfoyle stands in real, winds and fires. And a hard hit into the outfield, and the ball goes off the glove of a Knox County outfielder. And the run scores, and that's got to be a two-base error. Got to be ready for that ball when it's hit to you. Especially when you know you've got a team like this that's full of very good hitters. And here comes courtesy runner for the pitcher. That is Kimberlyn Thrower, a junior. And Emma Holtz is at the plate. Real throws the ball, and the runner stays where she is. That was a ball. -0 now in favor of Canton. The potential winning run is on first base now. I wouldn't be doing my job as a reporter if I didn't say it. And a fastball high. So, Ruffcorn is batting, Allie Ruffcorn, or Ken. And Ruffcorn hits a hard ball into the outfield. Canton gets a run out of it. RBI hit. For Allie Ruffcorn.
Here's the ball, Allie.
And Canton now has two runners on base. Ruffcorn is on first. And Holtz is on second base. And Biggerstaff, who is one of Canton's best hitters, is at the plate. 14-0 in the fourth inning, bottom of the fourth. And that ball just got drilled by the first baseman. And this first run's the only one's going to count. No, no, no. Well, unless the ball goes, so that is the ball game. The Canton wins by the 15-run rule. And that other run shouldn't count because it wasn't a home run over the fence. But at any rate, Canton scores three runs. And Biggerstaff gets an RBI hit. And Canton will advance. They go move to 18-4 on the season. And Knox County will end their season at 8-16. So Canton moves on in Knox County, even though they put on a really good performance in that first game. They just couldn't match up to the number one team of the state of Missouri here tonight. So Canton wins this game 15-0 in four innings. We'll be back in a couple of minutes with some final stats and some final comments. This is KMEM Sports.
The score of any athletic event is generally forgotten over time, but the actions of players, coaches, and spectators leave lasting impressions. The next time you attend a high school game, think of how history will remember you. Choose good sportsmanship and help rekindle the spirit of citizenship. Remember, the lessons you teach today will help develop better citizens in our communities for tomorrow. This message has been brought to you by your friends at the Missouri State High School Activities Association and this local radio station. Whether it's balls and strikes, fouls or flags, your referees and game officials are a vital part of high school athletics. If you've ever tried your hand at officiating, you know how hard these men and women work, and you certainly know that they would never miss a call intentionally. Keep these things in mind as you attend sporting events. After all, respecting officials and authority figures is one of the most valuable lessons that we could teach our students. This message has been brought to you by your friends at this local radio station and the Missouri State High School Activities Association.
Here's your America's Best Country forecast. Mainly cloudy skies expected tonight with a slight chance for scattered rain showers. Lows level off around 48. Northerly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Chance for scattered showers again tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 57. Cloudy skies expected. Clear skies and quiet tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 39. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley on America's Best Country 100.5 KMEM. Right now 54.
Did you just look down at your phone? You did it again, didn't you? You know, you're flying down the road in a 3-ton hunk of steel, and a text takes your eyes off the road for an average of 5 seconds. At 55 miles per hour, that's long enough to travel the length of a football field and cause some serious damage. Turn it off. Trust me. Whatever it is, you'll live.
Learn more at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Are you at risk for oral cancer?
I never chew tobacco.
I don't drink much.
Never smoked a cigarette in my life.
You're 3 times as likely to get oral cancer if you drink or use tobacco. What about HPV?
HPV? Isn't that about cervical cancer?
What does that have to do with oral cancer?
You're 30 times more likely to get oral cancer if you have HPV or the human papillomavirus.
HPV? Didn't know that.
Learn more about HPV and oral cancer at myoms.org. This message is brought to you by your oral and facial surgeons.
Congratulations on your senior. You know, graduation will be here before you know it. Then what? You don't want to crush their dreams when they talk about going off to the big U, but deep down, you know that's a dicey move. Why not SCC? Start them off here. They'll build confidence, and you'll save thousands. Whether they pick a 2-year degree doing something they love or transfer as a junior, they'll learn the wonderful world of adulting and still be home for dinner. Southeastern Community College. You don't have to go far to go far. Schedule your tour at scciowa.edu.
I fish. I clean local waterways so others can fish and swim. I provide fishing and water safety education to kids. And I maintain a healthy fish population so tomorrow's anglers can enjoy a catch. All because I buy a fishing license. When you buy a fishing license, you do a lot. In fact, every dollar from a license purchase protects and maintains your local waterways for future generations to enjoy. Learn more at takemefishing.org.
A veteran's hope. Where are you hiding? I search for you in the seconds, the minutes of each and every day. Hear me as I call out to you. Take my hand. Lift me up as I lift up others. Welcome me home, Father, Mother, Sister, Brother, Son, Daughter. Hear us now. Alone we stood, divided we fell. No longer. Now we choose to make the connection. Our new mission lies within. Visit maketheconnection.net to learn more.
Your local volunteer fire department routinely answers the call, whether it be a fire, traffic accident, or a cat stuck in a tree. But because of declines in memberships, departments have become understaffed. Your local volunteer fire department desperately needs you. Can you direct traffic, install a smoke alarm, help at a fundraiser? No matter what skills you have, you can make a difference. You don't have to fight fire to be a volunteer. Will you answer the call? For more information on how you can help, visit the Volunteer Firefighter Alliance at supportvfa.org.
Alcohol and driving don't mix. Preliminary statistics for 2020 indicate 10 people died and 274 were injured in traffic crashes where underage people chose to drink and drive. In addition to facing the results of the traffic crash, they were drinking, a bad choice at an age, and an illegal choice in these cases. Never drink under the age of 21. Never drink and drive. Obey the laws regarding alcohol. A public service announcement from Corporal Justin Dunn of the Missouri State Highway Patrol.
Here's your America's Best Country forecast. Mainly cloudy skies expected tonight with a slight chance for scattered rain showers. Lows level off around 48. Northerly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Chance for scattered showers again tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 57. Cloudy skies expected. Clear skies and quiet tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 39. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Frombly on America's Best Country 100.5 KMEM. Right now, 54.
Hey there, I'm Lance Bass, and this is Chip. For more than 100 years, American Humane has been on the front lines protecting animals in times of crisis. From Pearl Harbor to 9/11, the California wildfires, and the coronavirus pandemic, American Humane Rescue has provided life-saving assistance for animals in virtually every major national disaster. If you're anything like me, your pets mean the world to you. And if disaster strikes, you want to keep them safe. To prepare for an oncoming disaster, ensure your pet has secure and up-to-date identification. And if you must evacuate, remember to take your disaster preparedness kit with you. To learn more about disaster planning and how to keep your best friends safe, please visit AmericanHumane.org.
In many countries around the world, medical care is scarce. From birth defects to serious injuries and illnesses, countless millions have no access to safe surgery. Mercy Ships is there to help. With a team of volunteer professionals, nurses, surgeons, utilizing state-of-the-art hospital ships, Mercy Ships provides free surgeries for the thousands of those who are waiting for surgery at each port.
Mercy Ships is bringing services to countries that would otherwise never be able to access those services.
We just see people that need help. You realize that they have no way of getting help, and I want them to know that they're loved.
Help make a lasting impact and turn someone's fear to joy. Find out how you can help by visiting our website at mercyships.org for more information. That's mercyships.org.
If you're a single man under the age of 35, you'd probably like to know what the ladies are looking for on an online dating site. A guy who had a few drinks and later got pulled over for buzz driving. See, that could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. And doesn't a guy who's back living with his parents but calls them my roommates just scream, Mr. Right?
Buzzed, busted, and broke. Because buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Back at Canton High School, where the Canton Lady Tigers have advanced in the District 9 by beating Knox County by what usually, by rule, unless the when you talk about a 15-run or a 10-run rule, by rule, there were two runners crossed the plate on that last play, but the 15th run should have ended the game. So we just called it 15-0. In any event, it's a Canton victory. The Canton Tigers scored 15 runs on 16 hits. Katie Guilfoyle went 3-for-3, 5 RBIs. Emma Holtz, 3-for-3, 2 RBIs. And Macy Fisher had 2 hits and 3 runs scored for the Canton Lady Tigers, as well as Allie Ruffcorn with a 2-for-4, 2 runs scored, 2 batted in. Some very good performances for the Canton Lady Tigers. Daniela Dooley took the loss for Knox County, and she pitched 2 2/3 innings, faced 22 batters, and allowed 11 hits with only 1 walk and 3 strikeouts. Agnes Reel pitched the last of the game for Knox County. She pitched basically one inning, I think it was. And I don't think she had any strikeouts in that
had
game.
Had an error,
but at any rate, that I wrote down. The Lady Eagles.
Abby Becker had a hit. She was 1-for-1.
Shut out
Bailey
on
Bowen
3 hits.
1-for-1.
3 errors. Brianna Miller had the other Knox County hit. Kenzie Guilfoyle was the winning pitcher. She pitched 4 innings, struck out 6 on 3 hits. The Lady Eagles left 3 runners on base, and Canton left 8. So there you have it. The Knox County softball season is over. The Lady Eagles bow out with a record of 8-16. And, of course, the same as we did when Scotland County played their final game. Knox County had 2 seniors that are 4-year softball players that played almost every game. I think they did play every game this year for the Lady Eagles. Daniela Dooley and Taylor Walker, two of the outstanding academic students in the Knox County school system. At least one of them, Taylor Walker, is planning to go to law school after she, you know, graduates from college. And Daniela Dooley is also an outstanding academic student. And both of those girls will do very well in this life. They have a great work ethic, and they have done an awful lot for Knox County's athletics through their 4 years. And I got a chance to say thanks to Daniela in behind here, and I'll do that to Taylor Walker the next time I see her. But Daniela Dooley and Taylor Walker playing their last games for Knox County. So from Canton High School, the Canton Lady Tigers have advanced in the district playoffs. They will play North Shelby on Saturday for the district championship of Class 1, District 9. So for producer Dave Bowen, this is David Sharp reporting from Canton, Missouri, where the Canton Tigers have defeated the Knox County Eagles by a score of 15-0 in 4 innings. We will be back tomorrow night. The Knox County football team is going to play St. Paul Lutheran Concordia, and it is scheduled as well to be the live game. So what a privilege to do 4 live games in 2 nights for your sports leader in Northeast Missouri and Southeast Iowa, KMEM FM Memphis. Ray Hassenjager will see you tomorrow night from Knox County High School, Ella Campbell Field. We'll see you next year in softball, heaven willing. This is KMEM Sports.